Dave Lewis in for KMAN's In Focus this morning. Cheryl Collins, our guest for the Riley County Museum, and we're talking about 1950. And you have a lot of things here to talk about, Cheryl, that were significant in the year 1950. And one of the things that you've got listed here, that life has never been the same since the first credit cards came out in 1950.
Yes, diner's cards.
Are they still around at all?
Yes, it is, I think. I think it's interesting, though, they did say the first ones were made of cardboard.
Of cardboard?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Like they could have clipped them off a cereal box, type of cardboard?
I guess kind of like that. Mm. And, of course, that's a significant change in life and how much people use debit cards and credit cards and electronic money, which in 1950 people didn't use so much.
Yeah.
Checks and real bills.
IOUs.
IOUs. Well, you know, I remember stores had counter checks. When I was a kid, and that's it had no bank's name on it. You wrote your bank's name on the check yourself and then wrote out your check, and the merchant took that, and it worked just fine.
Okay.
And that's not how it works today.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. Since they've come out with all kinds of, you know, interest and late charges and all kinds of fun things. Not to mention, 6 months no interest or something like that.
Right.
Crazy
to entice you.
First Peanut strip came out.
Yeah. So cartoons, if you look at the newspapers, there were multiple pages of cartoons in the papers. And I think people were, people followed them a lot. And Peanuts, of course, was one that was followed for a long time. I believe it lasted until 2000. So that's a long time from 1950 to 2000.
Chuck made quite a career, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And another one that was a long time was by a Kansan, Mort Walker, Beetle Bailey, was out before that.
Oh, I didn't even know Mort Walker was a Kansan. Yeah. Wow. Well, learned something new today.
Look at that. Look what I just did to your day. But, you know, historically, there's a lot of things here. The McCarthy hearings.
Yes, and that was a big thing in the papers. As those geared up, and of course there was a lot of concern about communism, which is one of the reasons why the Korean War happened. So it makes sense that that was a front page story.
And NATO.
Yes, again, working to secure allied countries against aggressions, to hopefully keep World War II or III happening again. And so that was one of the things that was put together.
So far, so good, although how many times have we come close?
Well, yes.
And I did not know about a failed assassination attempt on President Harry Truman.
Yes, there was in 1950. A Puerto Rican nationalist group attempted to take his life. Unsuccessfully, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the big news items of the year.
You know, we talked about the population of communities here in Riley County, but looking back at 1950, the census for the United States is now half of what we are today. I don't even know where we are. It's over 300, though, right?
I don't know. That sounds about right, but I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
Within 10 million.
I think
maybe.
It's interesting that it was a census year. Of course, every 10 years we do the census, and I hope folks do fill out their census forms. They are private. Mm-hmm. They cannot be accessed until many years down the road, but I can tell you historic census forms, I use those to try to figure out the past about every week. They're really, really important. They're important not only – it's important to do the census not only for now and today, because they use those numbers to designate voting how many votes a certain area gets for representatives and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it for – when they have budget items and it's based on population, they use census figures. So they're kind of – census is kind of the official figures of how many people you have in your area, and that can be really, really important.
And that's something that you can do if you're on this break
right.
from work or school or whatever the case may be, because the census, I got mine in the mail the other day.
I got mine.
My form as well. I haven't – I mean, it's on in a stack along with everything
right.
else
to
that
be
I
done.
Have. But that may be an activity you can do here.
Yeah, here's a little break. Go ahead and do it.
And fill out your census.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. By the way, 327 million
is
the current population
wow.
of the U.S. roughly.
We've doubled our
– More than doubled the population.
In 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that it is. I don't know if it's expanding at the same – you know, an increased percentage of growth on an annual basis or not, but we
right.
still continue to grow. Right. One way or the other.
And that those figures that they have for the census is how they analyze our society, too, and see what's growing, what's declining, mm-hmm. and how all that works.
Some other things from 1950, the first remote-controlled TV.
Yes. Now, my assumption is lots of families didn't have that. In fact, my assumption is lots of families didn't even have TVs because...
And it was not color if you did have
one. Oh, no. Not for many, many years. In fact, I remember when my husband and I got our first color TV, and it was way late. We'd go over to our friend's house.
I think
and
it was about
those.
1970 or so when, you know, 68...
It was much
when we got ours at the farm.
Yeah, it was much later than that that we got ours.
We were just young.
Yeah, we had no money.
Yeah. Well, we were on the farm, so we didn't either.
Right. Well, and I don't know how signals went, but of course you were working off an antenna.
Right.
So Manhattan had some issues with signal. I know. Jean Dallas's house was up on the hill on Delaware Street, and she had an antenna, and boy, she could get some stations, but. Lots of people.
With the hill.
Yeah, being on the hill, she did pretty good. But most people didn't do so well. So you'd have to just, I guess, go out on your roof and figure out the best spot. And
bend your antenna to whatever.
Right.
And now, you know.
Put tin foil on those rabbit ears on the top of the.
That situation hasn't necessarily changed with the HDTV signals that come in either, because most of those, you know, depending on where you live, those hills block some of that signal that comes
right.
mostly from the Topeka area.
Right. So, and that's kind of interesting that we've gone back to antennas in some cases, too. So lots of changes and lots of things that go back and forth.
Okay.
But remote control, that was really something. Because,
well, I can imagine. Because in 1968, our remote control is named David.
Right. Exactly. The kids would have to go over
exactly.
and turn the channels.
Yeah. Dad couldn't get it out of the chair. Or wouldn't. Maybe he wouldn't. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion here with Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Museum. We're going to talk about some of the culture of 1950 on a national scale. And then we'll talk a little bit about the origins of K-Man,
Sounds good.
I think this is, you know, I've learned a lot just reading what you brought in, so certainly appreciate that. Cheryl Collins, our guest, 537-1350 is the number to call if you have a question of Cheryl or a suggestion of a topic that you'd like to see covered with some Riley County history attachment. We'll be back with more of InFocus in just a moment.